In today's podcast, Bossman is here to answer a few questions.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Hello and welcome to today's edition, episode 3 of Follow the Dream.
How are you doing, Jordan? How have you been? How's life?
I'm doing all right.
What was the most interesting thing to happen to you this week?
The most interesting thing to happen to me this week is... Oh, I got a money bottle for my coins.
Got a money ball for your coins. What's a money ball?
A money bottle.
Oh, a bottle.
A
right.
Bottle. It's my accent. You'll have to excuse me. It's my accent. I come from Mosley.
There's no excuse for it, John. No, I'm just joking. So you got a money bottle for all your coins. Have you saved anything up yet?
Oh, yeah. I've saved some pound coins. 50p's, 20p's, anything, really. It's for my big trip to ADOC Racecourse.
Nice, nice. When are you going?
End of April, I think it's the 30th.
Today, of course, is episode 3 of Follow the Dream.
Certainly is.
What's today's podcast about?
Well, today's podcast is where we put a few burning questions people may have to... Bossman.
The Bossman. The man. The myth. The Bossman. He's going to be with us and he's going to be answering a few questions.
He certainly is. So let's go ahead and get straight to it. Here he is, Bossman. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I've got a few questions to ask you.
Okie dokie.
The first one is, how do we contact possible guests and ultimately and eventually... the most ultimate guest, Amanda Holden.
Okay, so obviously I've worked in the industry, so that's radio broadcasting and a bit of TV and stuff for a while. Mm-hmm. That'll be over 30 years. So right. I've got quite a few contacts and quite a few people on my Facebook page right. Who are asking questions about this podcast already. Oh. So we can definitely start with them. And then we can sort of throw the net a little further afield and we'll see who we can get. Obviously, everyone wants to know, how do we get Amanda Holden? So the big question is, we don't know yet. But in the business, what we would say is, that's the hook to your podcast. Okay? So that's what gets people in. The ultimate dream and... basically, the very end of your podcast, this is where it would end, is if you meet or interview Amanda Holden.
Yes.
So we don't want to be doing that next week.
No, of course we don't.
Be the shortest podcast in history.
Yeah.
So it could be a year or 2 years down the line, but you never know. Any of the guests that we bring into the show that we know may have Amanda Holden as a friend in their phone book. So we may get to her. If we don't, it's not the end of the world.
Of course it's not.
But the reason for this is to give you this opportunity to be a podcaster and a broadcaster. And as things change with technology over the years, who knows where that will take you. But there is an end goal as well for this for me, and that's that I want you to be the front runner for a series of other podcasts with other people who want to follow a dream just like yourself.
Ah, right. On to my second question. Will there be anything else in the way of merchandise other than T-shirts and mugs?
What would you like?
I don't really know.
Has anybody asked for other... I think someone's asked for a cap, haven't they, at some point?
Oh, yeah, my nephew.
And he asked for the logo, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's not having the logo. He has to pay for it.
Oh, right, okay.
Can't be giving away the logo.
Yeah, well, has that got one of them little C's on it, what's like in a circle where it's copyrighted?
No, but now you've mentioned it, I can absolutely do that for you, yes.
Yeah, you better get that.
And anybody who prints it illegally will get a letter from our solicitors.
Yeah. Will the podcast eventually create any other opportunities for me as a broadcaster?
Well, I think so. I think what we really want to do is make you the ambassador for these series of Follow the Dreams. So this is the very first one, obviously, but if we bring other people into it to do their very own version of Follow the Dream, then like I say, you can be the ambassador for that. As I mentioned earlier, technology changes a lot, and 5 years ago, we didn't know podcasts were going to be like they are right now.
No, I didn't.
So I think probably within the next year or two, we will be putting you on YouTube as well. So it'll be like a TV version of this.
Right.
So yes, is the short answer.
How many episodes will there be and over what time period?
I think we take this 1 week at a time, don't we? And we see how it goes. The end goal, if you do get to speak to Amanda Holden, is the end of the podcast series. So let's hope you don't bump into her in Droylsden next week, because that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
So let's say, I don't know, maybe 200 episodes. I guess as you're through a couple of years.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Amanda Holden just randomly getting around Droylsden, just yeah, popping into Quality Save?
Hey, I see her regularly on the 219 bus.
That would be hilarious. That would be brilliant, just like popping in Greg's for a pasta.
Getting an Uber.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Will there be any more promotion for the show? For example, a Twitter account?
Absolutely, yeah, we will do a Twitter account. What we will do is we will let the podcast gain a bit of traction first. So we'll do it one step at a time, start small and grow it over time. I think what we really aim to do is when you sell more T-shirts and more mugs, is you'll then have a budget for you to advertise this on Facebook and possibly on Twitter. Facebook is better for it, but yeah, possibly on Twitter as well. So yeah, keep buying mugs, people, and T-shirts. So we'll see what other things we can, maybe key rings. That might be quite nice. With Scott and Jordan's mug on it. And yeah, the more of those you buy, the more publicity we can do.
Yeah.
I think it is worth mentioning as well, there is already a Facebook page for the Follow the Dream podcast. So if you just search in your little search bar, Follow the Dream podcast, you will find us. Give us a follow, give us a like. Every single one is well appreciated.
Yeah, indeed. Have you ever had an on-air faux pas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I swore on air, yeah. Absolutely. I think, I can say it on this podcast, can't I?
Of course you can.
I said, oh, fuck.
Why?
How do I explain this? So basically, in the old days, when people used to phone into the radio station, I would speak to them through the microphone, but off air.
Yeah.
Except on this particular occasion, I was having a conversation with a listener on air whilst the record was playing, until a friend phoned in and said, you better stop talking now because you're on air live. Oh, that was a little awkward. Nobody ever found out though. No bosses ever sort of messaged me.
Very lucky.
So I got away with that one.
Oh.
So yes, I have.
So did you just forget to turn the fader down?
I was probably just having a moment. It's just one of those things, isn't it? I mean, in 30 years to do it once, that's not bad.
No.
There may have been another slip-up somewhere where I kind of mispronounced a word. But no, in 30 years, that's pretty good going, I say.
Yeah. Is there anything in particular that stands out for you as like a really proud moment in radio? I mean, I know like you've obviously like 30 years in the industry is an awful long time. So that you must have plenty of high moments to kind of reach from. But if there's one in particular that you could say, yeah,
I think what I really enjoyed doing was the chart shows, you know, back in the day when chart shows were being recorded on cassettes and then they went to mini discs in my era. So I was producing those national chart shows. So I did the, I think it was called Hit 40 UK at the time with Dr. Fox.
Yes.
So there's that show. And then
I've got him on Facebook.
Have you really? Get him on the podcast. Actually, I've got his phone number, so yeah. So yeah, we'll get him on at some point. And then there was a new national chart show, so this went on all the Heart and Smooth networks, and that was called the A-List. And I can say this now, because I don't work for anyone anymore. It was rubbish. It was a really bad concept. Not my concept. I was just the producer of it. But that was obviously quite a big show with all the Heart Network. And it was really good to do those. And it was nice to work with people like Melanie Sykes, who was one of the presenting team, who I
absolutely
loved.
Did you know she was originally from Mosley?
I do.
Yeah. Aye.
We'll get her on as well. She's in my phone book as well.
Oh.
I had the pleasure of meeting Melanie Sykes in London, actually. So I used to work with Des O'Connor.
All right,
he did.
The late, great Des O'Connor, yeah. And Melanie came to one of the shows to come and watch, and she was absolutely the loveliest person. Like, she was just, very, very, very graceful. And we spoke a little bit about Tamesider as well, just like from one Tamesider to another kind of thing. Yeah,
it was really, really nice person. We got on so well together. And then when I did leave that show, she followed me. She left. She said, I'm not staying. And she followed me out the door.
But like, in terms of like really producing high quality shows at that level, I imagine there's a lot of pressure behind it as well.
There was. There are, 5 to 10 million people listening to these big top 40 chart shows. So if you get something wrong, someone's going to notice. So you absolutely have to check and then double check and then triple check that you've got everything right. You've then got to look after the pop stars, and they're not the easiest of people to deal with. But that's part of it, and that's kind of what made it.
Who's been the biggest diva then?
Oh, spilling the beans now.
So basically, someone I was really disappointed in, was Ricky Gervais.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, like, from the outside, kind of like watching his stuff as well, I'd imagine he'd be a joy to work with, because it just seems like there's a laugh a minute on set. You know what I mean?
I think when he first met me, I think he might have thought I was a hanger-oner who was just there to see him. He didn't realise I was the executive producer of the show.
Brilliant.
And as soon as he found that out, things changed slightly, but that's too late for me. Mm. It's like you looked at me and you thought I was nothing. So, I'm afraid Ricky Gervais let me down. They say don't meet your heroes, don't they? And he is a hero. True. But he did let me down a little bit.
Well, how about on the opposite side of the spectrum then? Who was like the nicest person that you got the chance to work with, would you say?
Well, you and Jordan, obviously.
Oh thanks.
But in terms of like high status people, let's say, like big celebrities.
Oh. George Michael was very, very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shy. Really shy. Mm. Obviously, what you see on stage with him was this persona that he delivered. But in real life, he was really, really quiet and shy. It was, on the day that I met him anyway. I think I met him a couple of times.
It's always refreshing to hear something like that. Like, because George Michael is a mega, mega star. Like, you know, you could go all over the world and people will know his name. So it's always nice to hear that somebody was a genuine nice person as well, because, you know, you'll kind of meet other people that are of that status and kind of take it differently.
In the industry I've worked in, there's always somebody with a story, and you should never, ever listen to any of those stories, because you've got to make your own opinion. And people would say some horrible things.
You've got to make your own judgment.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people would say horrible things about certain people. Melanie Sykes, for example. There we go. People would say things about her. And I do not see where all this comes from. But it's the media. Yeah. It's the press. You know, everything gets twisted. It's a story, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Very true.
They do it to sell papers, don't they, basically, at the end of the day?
Yeah,
it's what makes news and what generates clicks, really, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
it's just.
It was fun though to have the paparazzi follow me and Melanie around. That was really fun.
Just getting about on mopeds trying to snap a shot.
So bizarre, it really is. So, is there anything else you need to know? Any other questions that people have asked you to ask me, or have we covered everything?
I think we've covered everything.
Excellent. So basically, buy more merchandise. Thank you very much. The more you buy, the more we can sort of promote the podcast and get it out there.
Yeah. So, boss man, thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for producing the show as well.
Not a problem.
If we appreciate it.
If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here.
Very true. Very true. And with that, we move smoothly on.
Yes.
To the Amanda Holden update.
Indeed, we do.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
Aww.
So yes, this is the Amanda Holden update, where we summarise where we're up to in kind of getting to that ultimate position of interviewing Amanda Holden. So where we're up to with it this week, John, I imagine we're still quite far away, right?
I think we are, yeah.
Yeah.
But I did see her on TV this week. She was in Sicily. What has she done? She's bought this apartment in Sicily for, I think it was like a euro.
She bought an apartment. Wait, whoa.
I know, that's what I thought. It can't be true, but that's what the programme said.
So she bought, right, hang on. So just so I've got this like 100% clear, she bought an apartment for 1 euro.
Yeah, and
so
they
that's
do-
like what, 70p? 60p?
I don't know like how that. Much it is, me, to be honest. But they're doing it up, her and Alan Carr.
What?
Yes, you heard me right. Her and Alan Carr.
Brilliant. Right, so they're doing up this apartment. Do they have to pay for it, or is it like they pay 1 euro and it's all in?
I don't know, because I've only watched one episode.
Right, so what you're saying is we're absolutely nowhere near meeting her at the moment then?
No, because she's off building her apartment somewhere.
Okay, so this is the moment that I've been dreading, but apparently everybody else has been looking forward to. I don't understand, but here we are. It's the joke of the week.
Oh, you'll never believe this, Scott.
Why, what?
My obese parrot died the other day.
No, it didn't.
It did. I mean, it's really sad, but at least it's a weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, all right. 3 out of 5. That wasn't bad, that one. It was decent. That's probably the best one that you've done so far, actually.
Yes!
Yeah, fair play. It's a weight off my shoulders. Love it.
That's it. Episode 3, done and dusted. And with that is where we bring the podcast to an end. And I want to say a very big thank you to Boss Man for all his answers to your questions. And I'll see you next week for the next episode, where we have a very special guest on the phone. But I don't know who it is until we actually speak to them.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.